When she was 18, her father gave her the advice she needed to follow her dreams and become a writer. The next day, he had a heart attack and died in her arms. She did become a writer and a business owner and then a wife and mother. Today, after 13 books, a million of them in print, she's an award-winning syndicated columnist, a radio and TV host, and the owner of two successful companies. And now, Elise is here to help you rebuild your life. Stay tuned. This is gonna be good. This is the Elise Glink Show, rebuilding America one house at a time, starting with yours.
Good morning, everybody. It is 7 minutes past the hour. That is 11:07 because today there's no football or no football recap. No football yesterday. There'll be football next week and I'm going to be off. But anyway, welcome back to the Elise Glink Show, rebuilding America one house at a time, starting with yours, our number 404-872-0750. I'm awfully glad that I am on this week because, wow, what a week this has been. The stock market went up 425 points, roughly, a couple of odd points there, here and there. Mortgage interest rates fell again. They're now the lowest they've been in about a year and a half. And this is confounding all mortgage experts, but the mortgage...
Elise Glink, Sundays on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Rebuilding America, one house at a time, starting with yours.
It's 12:06 on the Elise Glink Show, Rebuilding America, one house at a time, starting with yours on WSB. So we've had some back and forth about our last caller, and one person tweeted, really? She doesn't know what the interest rate is on her loan? How do people not know such things as the interest rates for their loan? Even as a kid learning about money, that question baffled me. Thank you, Eddie, for contributing that. It's so true. You really have to know what something costs. My favorite story about this is one about my mother. So years ago when Sam and I had first met, and I think I've said this before, it's like Sam and Clark Howard are like cut of the exact same mold. They are, you know, both of them, such brilliant people, and Sam always knows what things cost. Not what they appear to cost, but what they really cost, which is one of the things I just love about him. Anyway, my mother came home one day and said, oh, I bought a new car. I only paid $6,000. Sam said, no, really, what did you pay for the car? And she said, $6,000. And he said, okay, what did you do there? Let's walk it back. And, you know, so of course she had traded in her old car, and she'd gotten a credit of, let's say, $25,000 for the old car, which was not that old. And then she needed to pay an extra $6,000, voila, to get the new car. So in her mind, she'd only paid $6,000 for the car. And in Sam's mind, you know, that car costs, like, say, $32,000. And it's interesting how we fool ourselves into thinking what something costs when they actually cost a whole lot more. 404-872-0750. We've got loads of interesting people to talk to. Jenny joins me on the line. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So what is your question today?
My question is to see kind of a strategy to take besides, I guess, what we've thought about. We purchased a home back in 2007. We were one of the least expensive in the neighborhood at that time. However, since that time when the market crashed, we are now, you know, one of the other happy few, seven or eight, that are very much still underwater. We have an interest-only loan. It's with Wells Fargo Private Equity, 6.75%. They don't want to do anything to help us besides, of course, we'll come out and appraise your house. You're like, well, it's $250,000. At this point, it's come up a little bit. It's only $250,000 upside down. And... you know, our situation is we're getting older. We have money, some money for retirement, and we have made every payment, never missed anything, but it's trying to figure out what's the best strategy. The only one I've come up with is I'm just going to make my life bigger to save more money to either pay it down enough to give them $250,000 to be able to refinance the house.
So you're a loan
that is paying toward principal.
All right, let's jump in for a second. So you